أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلم تقتلوهم ولكن الله قتلهم وما رميت إذ رميت ولكن الله رمى وليبلي المؤمنين منه بلاء حسنا إن الله سميع عليم ذلكم وأن الله موهن كيد الكافرين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayats number 17 and 18 of Surah Al-Anfal, continuing once again with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's great ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba at the time of the Battle of Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another very great ni'mat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon them. When the battle had begun, then the kuffar had showed their arrogance. They were boastful. They had full of pride and their pomp. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw all of this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his heart towards Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, O Allah, these are your beliers. These are people that disbelieve in you. Look at their arrogance, O Allah, fulfill your promise. That is the promise of victory for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. At that time, Sayyiduna Jibrail alayhi salatu wa sallam had come down to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a specific instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that take 3 handfuls of sand, of soil from the ground and throw it towards them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw one towards the right of the enemy of the Quraysh, then one to the left, and the third handful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had thrown in the middle. Now what had happened was this was just sand, soil from the ground that was thrown. Obviously from a little distance it would be. There's 1,000 people there. How much of sand can affect how many people? But the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that it went into the eyes and in some narrations even the nose and the mouths of the Quraysh, and that created a lot of confusion in them. That they were, so to say, blinded, they could not breathe properly, they're feeling this taste of soil in their mouths. So that created confusion amongst themselves and they became helter-skelter. It was then that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum moved forward, and whoever was killed from the Quraysh was killed. They lost heart, the balance of them had retreated, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given victory. The battle had come to an end, and now Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and this is normal human beings, we all do the same thing, that a victory that was not conceivable, that was not foreseeable before, had come to fruition, and some Sahaba began to speak about their ability, they began to speak about the things that they were able to do, how they killed, who they killed, and this is like normal chit-chat talk that people will have amongst themselves. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was there to make the tarbiyat of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses first Sahaba, then Allah ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ O Sahaba, you had not killed them. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ However, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had killed them. Those that had died from amongst them, their leaders, others had lost heart, and obviously they retreated and they moved back towards Makkah. Then addressing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu billah, it wasn't that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was deficient in his belief, or it wasn't that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have believed otherwise, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this ummah this very powerful message, that even if it is the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is sahib mu'ajiza, who is a person of miracles, supernatural feat, but then also, what was the reality? وَمَا رَمَيْتَ And you had not thrown, إِذْ رَمَيْتَ When you had thrown. You had not thrown at the time when you had thrown. ولكن الله رمى. However, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had thrown. In other words, yours was just the action, but the effect came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had put effect in every grain of that soil, affected every one of those disbelievers, and whatever effect had come to place, all of it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making mine and your tarbiyat also. That whatever we do, the effects of it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our job and our task is to be obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts effect, Allah puts power in the amal and the actions of a believer. But Allah ta'ala says, وَلِيُبْلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْهُ بَلَاءً حَسَنًا. Why all of this? Allah ta'ala says, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant good to the believers. Now this word bala actually in Arabic refers to trial. In Urdu, in Gujarati, we use this word bala in the similar meaning. However, in Arabic, this is a unique word that Allah ta'ala attaches bala and hasana. So it doesn't mean that it was a difficulty that Allah ta'ala put. Hasana means something that is good. So it cannot be a difficulty that was good, but in actual fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to reward sahaba. So Allah ta'ala had put sahaba through all these tests, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them victory. However, there are some ulama that have stated that all these tests, although it seemed difficult for you, but in the books of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it was good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had now began to destroy the roots of the Quraysh and the strength of the Quraysh. Inna Allah sami'un alim. Certainly Allah ta'ala is sami'. Allah ta'ala is all hearing. Allah ta'ala heard the voice of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah heard the voice of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Alimun. Allah ta'ala is alim. Allah is all knowing. Allah knows the conditions of our hearts, that sometimes the heart may have other thoughts and the tongue says something else. The heart may be indecent, the heart may be promiscuous, the heart may have ill feelings, ill intentions, and the tongue is saying something else. All of that is known to Allah, more especially here. Allah knew the intention of Sahaba, that the intention was for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُوهِنُ كَيْدِ الْكَافِرِينَ. While Allah had given you bala'an hasana, a good reward, the very same battle, Allah Ta'ala says this was done. And know that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weaken the plans and the plots and the schemes and the strategies of the disbelievers. And in this way, in the battle of Badr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had shown Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat and Allah ta'ala's help. On the one hand, sahaba were rewarded. Those that had become shaheed, of course, they will get the best in the akhirat. Those that went back, Allah ta'ala had rewarded them. That the Badri sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam holds a very high status in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.